One of the pitfalls of self-employment, a big one, is the feast or famine cycle, a problem that Jared Raniere notes is especially acute for creatives of all sorts.
We see this growing number of freelancers out there, and we thought, how are they going to maintain stable income? If they can't sell themselves, don't have the time, and don't like to do it, then they end up with this feast or famine cycle. They get a gig and they're really focused on it and they really love what they're doing, and so they don't do any sales while they're on that project. And then when they finish, they kind of panic because they don't have any work lined up, and then they work on selling themselves again, which is not very fun for them.
So he's created a solution. Raniere is the CEO and co-founder of a Marin County-based startup that is developing an app to meet this need. They call it Brief.
We call it a personal trainer for your business relationships. It analyzes your emails, calendars, and social media interactions to figure out who you're losing touch with. And then every morning it sends you suggestions on how to get back in touch. So it might be, follow this person on Twitter because you emailed them 2 weeks ago and they never got back to you.
How does that help? He offers a more detailed explanation.
The people who are hiring freelancers, they're usually very, very busy people, and they have a need when they have a need. They'll receive emails all the time that are like, I'm wondering what you're working on. I'm recently available. Here's the work I've done. Do you have a need for what I'm doing? I'd love to get lunch. And the client receives that and they think, oh, it's really nice to hear from somebody who I think provides quality premium service, but you just created 3 or 4 items on my to-do list. Whereas if you retweet them on Twitter, you put yourself in their mind, but now they don't have to do anything. They're just thinking about you. It's a way of being very delicate about it and not overwhelming to your potential clients.
Raniere's company was launched just over a year ago, and the beta version of the Brief app began testing just a few weeks back. They hope to have it fully on the market early next year, ready to serve a growing number of freelancers and other potential users.
The Freelancers Union recently published results saying that 34% of the American workforce is freelance, and it'll be over 40% by 2020. There is an enormous number of people who are opting by choice to work freelance and trying to do it for the long haul.
The initial iteration of Brief works mainly with Gmail and Twitter accounts, but Raniere says they intend to expand that as soon as they can.
I can follow you on Instagram and you don't have to follow me back for us to share content. And it's where people are building their personal brands. So we see a lot of people, especially who work in visual fields such as film, art, any kind of performance, really building up their professional brands. And so that's the next platform where we want to go.
Brief was one of the 16 new business ideas showcased at the annual North Bay Innovation Summit last month, where it took top honors, chosen by attendees as the most likely to succeed. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.